Could you tell me how important caribou are to Anishinaabeg Pass people?
Well, caribou is really important to the village because that's the only thing they live on, mostly, nearly. And there's not much fish here, and not much moose around. And well, there's a moose close by, but it's kind of hard to get so far. You know, they have to go quite a ways on foot or no transportation to get them with. So the caribou is really important to live on.
What if the caribou didn't come through Anishinaabeg Pass? What happens then?
Well, it would happen either way. We have to get some help from somebody else or from BAA or someplace if there's no caribou come through.
And when the caribou do come through Anishinaabeg Pass, then that makes people well off?
Well, yeah, right. Then everybody gets some meat for the winter and all the summer too. They kill their caribou in the fall, they have them all the winter long. And the caribou is very important to the village, and they don't order too much meat from stores like Fairbanks and other places. Caribou is really important.
I noticed that a lot of the places around the village have names, the hunting or the places that people go to hunt. Could you tell me some of the names of the important places?
Well, there's one name is Anaktuvuk River. It's over east of the village. It's about maybe 4 miles, maybe. There's Kaladarak and Hunt Fork, Chandler, North Fork, all those places there. We go hunt in the wintertime with snow machines. And because sometimes we don't have no caribou close by in the winter, so they have to go quite a ways.
These are all places that are north of the village. What about places that are south of the village? When are they used?
Well, south of the village, they go down Hunt Fork and hunt caribou down there too. Winter. Because some caribou stay down there, winter down there sometimes in the winter. Over Agat and Chandler, all those places.
Can you give me the names of some of the valleys in the other areas too?
Yeah, it's, we live on this little, what they call John River. John River is right up, ended right up here. They call it Contact Creek, and Little Contact, it runs into Big Contact. And there's Tuluak, that's north of village, and Giant Creek, that's over east of village. And Kaladayak is down southwest.
Can you tell me where men go to hunt the caribou from the village? Which direction do they go?
Well, they go each side, either side of the valley, where they got special place, sort of like little contact. It's on the west side of the village, and the other one they call it Happy New Year Rock.
Do they use binoculars and watch for caribou there?
Yeah, they do. They use binoculars or spotting scope, one of the two.
Do you know who were the people that saw the caribou a couple days ago?
Well, they went out early in the morning, about, I don't know, around 8 o'clock. I mean, not really early, but there was Ben and Thomas, and they went out up Happy New Year Rock. They saw the caribou about 14 miles out of here. Then everybody went up there to wait for the caribou.
What time did everyone get ready up there?
everyone got ready around on 5 o'clock, 5 p.m.
How many caribou did they see coming up this way?
They were around between 900 to 1,000 caribou at bunch. And they went right up where they've been waiting. Where the people who are waiting, they went right by. And they saw some caribou there. We worked till around 5 to 9 or something. We started home.
When the people were waiting for the caribou, what did they do to get ready for the caribou?
Well, they get their rifles ready and get all set to, you know, the place up there where they've been waiting. They usually been many years. They got that place. It's a good place to wait for the caribou. They usually come right by, shooting range.
How close did these caribou come to that place?
Oh, well, they went right by, maybe 75 yards, maybe so. It was pretty close.
Did people wait before they shot?
Yeah, they waited till the first bunch went through Little Island Pass. About maybe 40 or 50 or so, Little Island Pass, then they start shooting.
Why do the people let caribou go by first?
Well, that's a very good reason. Yeah. See, if you let them pass, if you start shooting it, usually you turn back sometimes. Not all of them, no, they just go right through. That way they could, there's quite a few people who were up there, and they waited till they went by, then they start shooting. They got most of them turned back, or see, they could get them both ways. First, when they start shooting, they got by, they got quite a few caribou. Then when they start back, they got some more. They got a chance to shoot more.
Did you shoot many caribou yourself?
No, I shot a few, not too many. We skinned out three caribou that night. We kind of, it's about maybe 7-8 people up there. We're shooting one time. And they kind of split the caribou up. I mean, each one maybe take 3-4 caribou.
Bob, how many caribou did you count that were killed that night?
I counted around 24 that night. People caught. And they start skinning right after they shoot the caribou and skin them and cut them all up and pile them for the winter.
How do people pile up the caribou after they skin them out?
Well, they pile them either way they like to pile them up. I guess they do hang some of it on horns, like stand up the legs and in the horn, and maybe put flags.
What are those flags for?
Well, flags for protect the caribou meat. I mean, safekeeping, or from ravens, or maybe wolves sometimes, foxes. That way they don't get at them right away. They just pretty safe sometimes.
It was pretty dark after the shooting ended, I know. Did you bring any meat back with you that night?
Yeah, we did bring back some meat, what we wanted. We didn't take too much meat home that night. We just brought back some meat that Rhoda wanted to cook and made to hang up to dry meat in some little fat. I guess most of the people did the same, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Did you go out the next day then to get the meat?
Yeah, I went out next morning around 10 o'clock. Got some meat back. It's not very far up there. I mean, just about 15 minutes to go up there and back. And it takes about half an hour to go up there and back.
What happened to the caribou that weren't killed? Where did they go to?
They went south. They went right through. They went on the east side of the valley. You know, some went right through, and some went east side of the valley, west side, and they went right through. There were about maybe 500-600 more. They were down, about maybe 5 miles down. They were still coming that night.
I went out the next day after that hunt, and I think the next day after that, and people were going up the Anaktuvik River. Were there caribou up there?
Well, there were some going through there, and there were about maybe 20 or so that went by. They got some of those. Yesterday, I mean, that was yesterday, right, I think. And they caught some of those yesterday, and they went west side of the valley in October.
What kind of caribou do men shoot at this time of year?
Well, mostly everybody get all the bulls. They save all the meat for all winter long. Maybe if they got left over, they put them in the cellar. For the summer, because they are in good shape right now. I mean, they're nice and fat meat. You don't use them all up all the winter long. You just put them in the cellar for summer.
Is the meat dried right now? Is that, it's not put in cellars now, is it?
No, they're not. See, the cellars is kind of opposite during the winter and summer. The meat cellars, you got around 15, 20 feet down in the ground in permafrost. And they do get warm in the wintertime and thaw up the meat. They don't keep in the winter. Summertime, they stay frozen solid all summer long.
So the meat that was just killed is hung out in... On meat racks up in the air?
Yeah, they dry and part dry nearly all the way.
We had to go up and one. Us, three people, horse man.
Tell me, Charlie, how long have you been hunting caribou?
Just a little bit.
How long?
I don't know. 3 weeks, maybe.
3 weeks?
Yes.
Where do you go when you hunt caribou?
In Anaktuvik River.
How do you get there to the river?
Walk.
When do you have time to go out hunting?
After school.
How long does it take you to walk from the village to Anaktuvik River?
About 2 hours.
And what kind of gun do you use when you hunt?
222.
A 222?
Yes.
And do you take anybody with you, or do you go alone?
It's my brother.
When you walk out there to the Anaktuvik River, how do you look for caribou?
With our eyes.
No binoculars, just with your eyes?
Yes.
Have you seen any caribou?
Yes.
When did you see them?
Sunday.
Just a few days ago, then?
Yes.
What'd you do when you saw those caribou?
Look at them.
Just sit there and watch them?
Yes.
What'd the caribou do?
Nothing, they are coming.
Coming toward you?
Yes.
So you waited for them to come toward you?
Yes.
How close did they come?
Not so close. Close enough to shoot.
And you started shooting at them?
Yes.
Did you think you hit one?
Yes.
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
They just started running.
Yeah. None fell down.
Some did. Four.
Four fell down?
Yes. With six shots, I had six shots. I could just do four.
You caught four caribou?
Yes.
What'd you do when you got them?
Skin them.
Is it your first time skinning caribou?
Yes.
Did it take you long?
Yes.
Was it dark when you were finished?
Yes.
What'd you do after you skinned the caribou?
Went home.
Who'd you tell about that?
My mother. Dad.
When did you go out and get the caribou?
My dad and my mom go get them.
Same day or the next day?
Next day.
How far were the caribou from you when you killed them?
I don't know.
Maybe 100 yards?
Must be.
Good shot then, huh?
Yes.
What kind of caribou were they?
3 bulls and 1 cow.
That's real good. You going to do more hunting?
Yes. Sometimes.
You think you're going to keep on hunting from now on?
I don't know. The caribou come only.
What's your name?
Charlie. Aguk.